This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Dogfish Head Indian Brown Ale. I'm judging it as a Category 23 specialty beer. The name suggests that it's a brown IPA, which is an interesting concept. So, with all specialty beers, they ought to be able to sort of boil down the concept into a good sentence. So, a brown IPA is something that judges should be able to understand. The label mentions that it has brown sugar in there, so, I mean, you could say a brown IPA with brown sugar. And then people should be able to get the idea. So, anyway, that's how I'm going to judge it, because if this showed up in a competition, that's how I would interpret it as a judge. Although, if you check the Dogfish Head website, it describes the beer as a cross between a Scotch Ale and IPA and an American Brown. So, it just doesn't say that anywhere on the bottle. Anyhow, it's a deep coppery brown colored beer. It has a tall tan head. And when I hold it up to a flashlight, it's clear and has some nice ruby highlights. So, it's definitely brown. And it looks good, so I'll give it a 3. Smelling it, it's grainy and malty, biscuity, chocolatey, light roast, moderate intensities. All these things are malt. Getting a medium light, sort of spicy hop aroma, not much. Certainly nothing that would suggest an IPA. And keep in mind that, you know, if you're judging this as an IPA, you need to be open-minded. It's not necessarily going to be an American IPA. It could be an English IPA. But I'm not really getting the level of hops that I'd expect in any IPA. I mean, some American Browns have more of a hop aroma than this. And this is a 7.2% beer, so I'd expect the hops to be ramped up some. I do get some molasses or dark sugar. But otherwise, it's pretty clean. So I'll give it a 10. It's got really nice malt. Certainly suggestive of the brown part of the name, but I'm not getting the India pale part of the name. Okay, so moving on to flavor. It's a rich chocolate, a little grainy, light caramel, some roast coffee flavors. I get maybe a medium to medium high bitterness. A little bit of alcohol. The palate's full and malty, but it finishes dry. And the alcohol sort of enhances the dryness, as does the little bit of a grainy quality, the roast. Get a malt sweetness initially, but then the bitterness accentuates itself mid-palate and lasts into the finish. I get more of the roasted flavors in the aftertaste, sort of a roast barley kind of flavor. Seems pretty clean. I'm not getting any esters. So, again, I'm getting maybe the amount of bitterness that I'd expect in maybe an English IPA. The malt is ramped up quite a bit. Not nearly enough flavor hops. Although, overdoing it would tend to clash with the darker malts, I would guess. So, right now it's sort of striking me more as an imperial brown ale and less of a brown IPA. So, I'll give it a 16 for flavor. The flavors are all really nice, just expecting a little bit more hops. So, let's judge the mouthfeel. It's got a medium to medium full body, medium high to high carbonation. Bubbles really sort of poof out your cheeks some. So there's quite a bit of gas in it. It's fairly warming, but not burning, so that's good. And it's pretty creamy. Certainly got a big malty palate compared to IPAs. So it's more than just a brown IPA. And, you know, maybe that's like on the website when they start talking about it being a cross between Scotch Ale and IPA and American Brown. I can see where the sort of the malty body would give you that Scotch Ale kind of an idea. So the mouthfeel, I think, is good. I'll give it a 5. So overall, it is a tasty beer. I've had these before when they were a little younger, I guess, and the alcohol has been really forward. So this one must have aged out a little bit because it's really pretty nice. I'm getting you know, chocolate, coffee flavors, which add to the dryness, sort of. You know, it's got almost stout-like flavors in it. You know, it's quite bitter. It really does lack the late hops that the India part of the name suggests, so I think it's sort of falling down a little bit on that. You know, if they had gone a different direction, you know, if they had spiced it with Indian spices, you know, I could see that being another legitimate run at the name. But the sort of a brown IPA thing just isn't exactly working for me. It has the right kind of bitterness for it, but not the late hops. The alcohol strength is, you know, right where you'd want a big IPA to be. And the roast is awfully well handled. So I think this suffers more from, you know, a name than a concept. I mean, as a concept, it works nice. So I like it. I'll give it an 8. And you know, with commercial beers, they're making them to sell, not to enter in a BJCP competition. So you have to take that part with a grain of salt. You know, they've made a good beer, so a good beer should get a good score. And it is something that doesn't fit into an existing guideline. But you know, I think it's a little closer to an Imperial American Brown than a brown IPA. So if you think about those two concepts and trying to imagine what they would be like, when you try the beer, see if you agree with that. Because that's my sort of takeaway. So, I mean, the total score is a 42, which is a good score. I mean, it's just a little tweaking. And basically, the tweaking that I would give it is, you know, add some more late hops or change the name. You know, changing the name is easier, but adding some more late hops isn't a big deal either. So that's the Dogfish Head Indian Brown Ale, judged as a Category 23 specialty beer.